Julie Korsmeyer, have we got you on the phone right now?
Yes, you do.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad to hear your voice, and the technology of the 21st century is working as planned. Yeah. We were wondering there, actually, and I think we're going to be talking about our wonderful Four Winds Resource Center as part of our weekly nonprofit spotlight. Do tell.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. So I am Julie Korsmeyer. I'm president of the board of the Four Winds Resource Center, which is located at the old Mosquito Lake School on Mosquito Lake Road, in case people haven't been out there. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell the community about us. We like to talk about ourselves.
Yay.
And all we do. We have a mission statement, which I'd like to tell you about, and it is to foster an inclusive community participation by providing a facility for arts, education, food security, recreation, business development, celebration, and locally based community services in order to increase opportunity for personal and collective growth in our community. That's our formal mission statement. Our vision is to support and positively influence a thriving, connected, and inclusive Haynesboro community. So in order to do that and to fulfill our mission statement and our vision, we have lots of programs that I'd like to tell you about. First of all, most people might know us from our Victory Garden, which is a big garden at our facility. We have 5 acres there, and we have a playground, and part of it we've cultivated for a garden that we ask people if they want to volunteer to work in the garden all summer long. And in the spring, we start our seeds in March, and then we have a plant sale, and we sell the seedlings that we don't put in the garden. And anyone who wants to come out and work in the garden can also harvest. We had a huge harvest last year, and we brought a lot of it into town to the senior center and places like that also. So that's one of the main things we do in the summer. We also do a lot of other things. I'll tell you first about February 18th, which is going to be our winter gear swap. You might have seen some of the postings around town. Shelby Fleming, who's one of our board members, has headed up this, and it's an opportunity for people to bring their unused gear back into circulation and to come out and buy used gear. And how we do it is that you choose the price and the percentage you like to donate to us, and if it doesn't sell, you can pick it back up. But we have a gear drop-off on the 16th at Haynes Brewing Company from 3 to 7, and also at Mosquito Lake School from 10 to 11 a.m. We're doing this kind of in coordination with the Ski Classic out at 25 Mile. So if you're driving out for that, you can come to the ski swap before or after that. And anything that doesn't sell, we're going to have another one. We haven't decided when, but we can sell the unsold gear then. So that's one of the things we're doing right away. Also that weekend, we have the kids from the Juno Ski Club coming up to come up and ski, and they're renting the building to stay in. We rent our building out to various groups. We rent it to people who just want to have a barbecue or a wedding or anything else, any other kind of celebration they'd like to have. We rent our building and our outside premises for that. I'd like to highlight the fact that we got the Community Builder Award from the Haynes Assembly. We're so proud of that. We are constantly applying for grants for different things. We have an application in for an art camp this summer for the kids that we've done before. We are also creating a tool library that from the generous grant from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, we bought a big log splitter that people have been using all fall. And we've got a bunch of other stuff that we are now accumulating to rent out to people. We had our first annual art exhibition last August, and we planned that to be an annual thing. We also got another grant from the Chilkat Valley Foundation for big panels to display the art for that. We have free yoga every Tuesday evening at 6:30. It's just incredible. I mean, we've been doing that for several years. We've been building this place up and making it a community center for 5 or 6 years now. We just recently got our 501c3 designation from the federal government so that people can donate and take a tax write-off to us.
Let me jump in and ask a question here. Just so that there's so many good things here, I'm writing as fast as I can. is there a website that people can go to and get all of the details and be able to kind of mull that over? Where is that website?
Yes, there is. That is Four Winds Resource Center, spelled out.
Four as in F-O-U-R?
Yes, F-O-U-R, Winds.
Ooh, that's a big...
Center, all one word, at gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay.
And we also have a Facebook page for the Four Winds and also for the Victory Garden. And we have Instagram also.
You know, I kind of want to jump in with a thought about the building, which is a borough-owned building that's owned by the Haines Borough. And,
yes,
it is. Correct. And there's an appropriation each year that involves some money, the public funds that help support the building. But you guys have to put quite a bit into that as well. Talk a little bit about that, if you can.
Yes.
The level of commitment that comes from the people in that neighborhood up there by Mosquito Lake and up the highway.
Yeah, it's really awe-inspiring how many people come to help us out. This is an all-volunteer organization. There are people that come all the time. We have someone distributing food from the Salvation Army the last Thursday of every month, and you can just come and have cookies and coffee, even if you're not getting your food from us. So we are a food distribution center. We have people that just volunteer to plow the snow since the borough hasn't plowed the snow in several years. We have people that come in, of course, as I mentioned, to work in the garden and to put on educational seminars about how to preserve food and make recipes from the stuff that you harvest from your own garden or our garden. The yoga is free, so that's another volunteer. Shelby does that. Everybody volunteers to make this just a really vibrant community center. So we've had movie nights there. That's a totally volunteer thing. Like I mentioned, the art camp. We've had Tikes and Trikes, which is not going on in the summer right now, but that's totally volunteer. And we have community informational meetings about candidate forums and things that are going on in our community that people feel they want to know more information about. And people come out and volunteer to put on a talk about those things.
Nice. I want to I want to jump in here because I happen to have a PSA in front of me here, and I'm just going to read it to get back to this event that's happening right here in a couple days. Here we're on the 12th. This will be on the 18th. Four Wind Resource Center is hosting a winter gear swap. It is Sunday, February 18th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And it is at the Four Winds Resource Center, which is the Mosquito Lake School. And all usable winter, the old Mosquito Lake School. All winter sports gear and winter clothing in good condition is welcome. Items can be dropped off Friday at the Haynes Brewing Company on Main Street from 3 to 7 p.m., dropping off on Friday. For more information or to volunteer, you can email 4windsresourcecenter@gmail.com. There, I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just as a reminder.
We're really looking forward to that because that's all part of the Ski Classic, and it's all about, you know, recycling gear that everyone can use over and over again.
Now, what about the Ski Classic? What's that? Talk to me about that.
Oh, that's at 25 Mile. The Ski Club puts that on. We don't put it on, but it's really fun. I mean, it's not a race. People sometimes call it the race.
Right.
Everybody just skis a big route that's been created by Jim.
Got it.
Stanford.
Got it. Stanford's on that.
And everybody comes out, and there's a bonfire, and there's food and drink, and you go skiing. And I think it's going to be a beautiful day. So. When
beautiful.
You come out for that, you can come to the gear swap, too.
That's right. Oh, really good. We have some time left. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Julie, I've been talking with Julie Korsmeyer, who is the president of the 4Winds Resource Center Group that operates the programs at what was the Mosquito Lake School. 4Winds Resource Center is a 501c3 all-volunteer organization. And they are all about promoting opportunity for personal and collective growth and fostering an inclusive community. That is a very, very nice and comprehensive statement you guys have. You've got a big garden out there. And, of course, I've watched Erica Merkland and Mardell and folks out there and enjoyed some of those work parties. However, I must say I haven't actually done much work. Mostly I was doing work with the guitar in my hand. Plant sales, ski swaps. You got the Juno Ski Club coming up. That's great.
That's
really good. So they're renting the facility, and a bunch of kids are going to be sleeping in the classrooms, etc. I assume. Yeah.
Yep. They've done that for a couple of years now, and they love it. You know, because we've got that 25-mile ski area for them, and they've been great. You know, they come and they thank us and they clean up, and that's part of what we do is rent to groups he goes to the borough. So we're generating some. I mean, we're not generating a lot, but we generate some money for the borough.
And you are you're also, all this is available on the website, 4windsresourcecenter@gmail.com, all spelled out. F-O-U-R Winds.
Well, the 4Winds Resource Center is not at Gmail. I've probably meant that. The website is just 4Winds Resource Center. If
Thank
you put
you.
That in,
Thank you.
Spell it out,
you'll
come to the website.
Good. And that's where you can get all the details about what's going on, or about renting the building, or free yoga, or food distribution. We've got a log splitter there. That sounds pretty good. That's pretty valuable for a local community asset. We've got to take care of that.
Right. Yeah. So you can donate on that website, too.
Good. Yeah, that's a big one. Julie Korsmeyer, the president of the 4Winds Resource Center, here on our nonprofit spotlight for this Monday, the 12th day of February. Julie, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. And it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun coming up here with a couple different events. But the first one to mention and remind people of is there is a ski gear swap, and you can find all about that here. I just read it, the details, and you can also find that at their website at 4Winds Resource Center. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.